This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
8:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now from PFF. It's been a while. Gordon McGinnis. Gordon, did I miss something? Because it's been a while.
I think you were off when we had Gordon on.
Last week? I was here.
We had him on then. You're just maybe you're just dull or silly. I don't know.
There was one, I think Rob was off. It was a couple of weeks ago. I don't think it was last week.
Gordon, you don't have to save him. Let him dig that ditch and bury himself.
Jeremy, shut up. Ass. Now we start stuff. Sit back. Comb okay. Your beard or something. Put some condition on it. Hey, Joe, hey Gordon, we just talked last segment about Lamar Jackson being number two in Vegas in the MVP vote behind Patrick Mahomes. And we understand that's Vegas. And then Joe, our producer, gave me a stat that I was not aware of. Lamar Jackson is on pace to be the first 4,000-yard passer, 1,000-yard rusher. I don't recall anybody not only doing that, but being on a pace to do it this deep into the season. What has the evolution of Lamar Jackson been from your vantage point?
I think when you look at how he's evolved in two ways. So like throughout his career, he's evolved pretty much every season. You know, he's got better at everything. Came into the NFL as a guy who was a really good thrower in college, but when he came into the NFL, that first year was based heavily around his rushing talent. He's got better every single year. And then even within the Todd Monken offense, like we've now seen him taking command at the line of scrimmage. Like the clips the Ravens are putting out from things like Wired and stuff like that, you're seeing how he has control of things, and there's a lot of analysts pointing out him making changes at the line of scrimmage and all those things. So he is a player who is, as well as being incredibly talented, I think has continued to get better at the nuances of the game, which is a really special thing for the Ravens.
It's great to see a young player. Sometimes quarterbacks become students when they get older and lose their physical ability, but it's great to see him do that, Jeremy, while he's at the top of his game.
Yeah, I love seeing some of the accolades he's getting from not only peers, but people that are watching, understanding now that it's not just, this isn't a running back that's throwing the football. The guy's got talent. But staying with that backfield, because we all keep saying it, they might have the MVP and the Offensive Player of the Year in the same backfield. What are your thoughts on what we've seen from Derrick Henry, and can he keep this up?
It's been exactly as advertised, and it's really fun. Like, I remember thinking in the offseason, like, I really wanted to see this partnership because I just wanted to see how it would work. Because I think something we've talked about a few times from happening on before, the stress it puts on a defense, both mentally and physically, to have to deal with Lamar Jackson as a passer and a runner who can break, contain, and go outside, and then deal with a running back who has the speed and power combination that Derrick Henry has. So what I think we're seeing is that Derrick Henry's addition has given defenses an extra thing to focus on, but it's also taken away the need for Lamar to win games with his legs for the Ravens. It's allowing them to win games on the ground without having to overly rely on Lamar, and they can now use him. You're starting to see a couple of times now they've turned to him as the closer again, when he keeps the ball on the final play and gets the last few yards that they need to close it out.
Yeah, it's unreal to see that backfield of the Baltimore Ravens here with Gordon McGinnis from PFF. Gordon, you're looking at the Pittsburgh Steelers in this division, the 4-2 tie for the top of the division with the Steelers, and a possibility, strong possibility, of a quarterback change. We look at the record and think maybe Justin Fields was doing a good job, but what do the numbers say about the job that he's done through the first six games?
The numbers say that he's been okay. So, you know, his final season in Chicago as well, like he was better as a passer to be in his first couple of years. It's similar in Pittsburgh. I think the important thing though is through six games, he only has five passing touchdowns. And I think it's important to remember that he wasn't expected to be the starter. You know, they were pretty positive that it was going to be Russell Wilson before his injury, and you know, now that he is back fully healthy, they appear to be ready to give him the chance there. I do think it's interesting. I am not entirely confident that Wilson will be a better quarterback for the Steelers than Justin Fields was, and it wouldn't surprise me if we see another shift later in the year. But I think Mike Tomlin has probably looked at the last couple of weeks and he's seen Justin Fields regress a little bit as a passer in those weeks and thinks he has to make a change.
Hey, Gordon, two big trades that went down with the Buffalo Bills getting Amari Cooper. It's funny because I was going to bring up how bad Deshaun Watson's been, but we can save that for a later date. And Davante Adams going to the Jets. Any one of those do anything for you? Because I'm more interested in Cooper with the Bills because I feel like they really need that guy.
They definitely had the bigger need. And I think it's really interesting, and I'm intrigued to see how it goes the rest of the way, because I feel like Amari Cooper has always been that guy who's kind of, he's not quite the top end wide receiver one, but he's better than a wide receiver two, which for what the Bills have right now will make a big difference. And they really have lacked someone who can be the kind of focal point of that passing attack. So I think that can have a big impact. And I think for the Jets, it gives them another really good option. I think Garrett Wilson, we've seen in the last couple of weeks, started to really show what he's capable of. So it does give them the option, and they badly needed an injection into that passing attack.
There he is, Gordon McGinnis, PFF. Gordon, tell folks all about PFF, my friend.
Yeah, if you head to PFF, we've just recently launched some in-game grading, so you can actually see how a player's graded. For me, it's most useful right after a game, and then everything gets locked down again before we get the All-22 and review everything.
Always enjoy your time, Gordon. Thanks a lot, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Gordon. Bye, buddy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it, and we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.